From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins a series of studies dealing with the occurrences in John's Gospel where the Lord Jesus Christ asserted His deity by using that name which belongs to God alone, I Am. This is the name by which God revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush. It is the name of the eternal, self-existent, never-changing God. In the Gospel of John, Christ used this name of Himself 7 times. In the 8th chapter, the Jews asked Christ, Who art thou? In verse 58, Christ gave His final answer to that question when He stated, Before Abraham was, I am. The Jews knew exactly what He meant, and in their unbelief and rejection of Him, they took up stones to stone Him. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will set forth the implications of Christ's declaration, I am. Here we'll find His claim to deity, to eternality, to immutability, and to all-sufficiency. It is our prayer that as you listen to this series of messages, you will come into a new understanding of who Jesus Christ is, and that if you know Him, you will love Him with all your heart and soul. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, we pray that you will trust Him to save you. Dr. Cairns will commence the study in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Like Palm and Cedar. The text is Psalm 92 and verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These trees are not trained and pruned by man. Palms and cedars are trees of the Lord, and it is by His care that they flourish. Even so it is with the saints of the Lord. They are His own care. These trees are evergreen and are beautiful objects at all seasons of the year. Believers are not sometimes holy and sometimes ungodly. They stand in the beauty of the Lord under all weathers. Everywhere these trees are noteworthy. No one can gaze upon a landscape in which there are either palms or cedars without his attention being fixed upon these royal growths. The followers of Jesus are the observed of all observers. Like a city set on a hill, they cannot be hid. The child of God flourishes like a palm tree, which pushes all its strength upward in one erect column without a single branch. It is a pillar with a glorious capital. It has no growth to the right or to the left, but sends all its force heavenward and bears its fruit as near the sky as possible. Lord, fulfill this type in me. The cedar braves all storms and grows near the eternal snows, the Lord Himself filling it with a sap which keeps its heart warm and its boughs strong. Lord, so let it be with me, I pray Thee. Amen.
Righteousness bids me be.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
This morning we'll be considering the words of the 58th verse of this chapter. I say considering them, we will touch upon them, scratch the surface, because the words, though brief and easily memorized, surpass the capability of any man either to understand or adequately explain or express. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." The Jews asked a very profound question of Christ. In verse 25, they asked, "Who art thou?" Later, "Whom do you make yourself to be?" Who art thou? Sadly, they were both ignorant of Christ and unprepared for the answer to their question. They were not willing for the light of truth as the Lord Jesus gave it to them. Now that's a double tragedy. These people had seen much of Christ. They had heard much of Christ. They had witnessed his power. They had, I would reckon, in many cases, personally benefited from his beneficence. They thought they knew him, but they did not know him. They were still in the dark concerning him. That's a tragedy. For people to have access to the truth about Christ, to have witnesses all around them as to who he is, why he came, what his work and mission were all about, and yet to remain in the dark is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that's enacted across the world today just as truly as it was then. People sitting in Christian churches, people sitting in this church, subject to a gospel ministry, hearing the reading of the Word of God, the exposition of that gracious Word, hearing the invitations to Christ, having explained to them with all the passion and all the honesty, integrity, and simplicity of which the preachers in this place are capable, and yet remaining in the dark concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing him not. Jesus bore this witness: "You do not know me, nor do you know my Father." Men and women, I want you to let that awful indictment sink in this morning. Be not satisfied with sitting in a place where you hear about Christ, and you understand, at least you think you understand, some facts concerning Christ, but yet the Savior has to bear witness, "You do not know me, nor do you know my Father." That, I say, is a tragedy. What doubles the tragedy, we find this in the case of the Jews, is that they were so deeply attached to their own sin, to their own prejudice, that they were incapable and unwilling to receive the truth concerning him. Not only did they not know him, they did not want to know him. However, the Lord Jesus knew himself. Now that sounds a little patronizing, a little presumptuous to say that. But if you've ever read much of fairly modern theology, starting in the 19th century onwards, you'll discover that there's been an ongoing discussion, debate, about what theologians call the self-awareness of Christ. How aware was he of who he was and what his mission was? I think John 8 settles the question quite comprehensively. Verse 14, Jesus says, I know whence I came and whither I go. In verse 16, he says, I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. In verse 23, he says, I am from above. I am not of this world. It's not the world in the sense of this age, simply. It is the cosmos. I am not of this created order. Verse 42, I proceeded forth and came from God. He sent me. And then that amazing statement in verse 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Literally, if a man keep my word, he shall by no means see death forever. Now, in all this, the Lord Jesus is plainly making it out to these people. They may not know who he is, but he does. They may be in ignorance as to his person, his purpose, but he is perfectly well aware of it, and he's making it known. He's laying a powerful claim to be the unique, the true and only Messiah of Israel and the Savior of men. But he's going a lot further than that. If you paid attention to our Bible reading, I'm sure you've noticed that three times in John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus uses the holiest words that God ever spoke in revealing himself to men. And Christ applies these words to himself. You remember back in the Old Testament, revealing himself to Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. This is the scene at the burning bush. And the Lord is revealing himself as he gets Moses ready for his great life work. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent you, or sent me unto you. The I am is God's description of himself. It is his chosen title, uniquely his chosen title. And three times in this chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ takes this chosen title of Jehovah and he applies it to himself. In verse 24, he says, if you do not believe that I am, our version puts he. That may be legitimate. I'll have more to say on that as we go on. But what the text says, if you do not believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. In verse 28, he says, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, probably a reference to his crucifixion. But it's interesting that the verb also refers to exaltation. And it could well be that the Lord Jesus is speaking of the entire work from crucifixion to glorification. Its natural conclusion, when you see me, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. Then shall ye know that I am. And just to make sure that no one could make any mistake about what he was meaning, in verse 56, he says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. My day, he saw. And he did see it. And he was glad. The words here say, your father Abraham exulted. The idea is he leapt with joy to see my day. That, I think you can take as a reference to the entirety of the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw it and was glad. Now the Jews were stung by this, as well they might be. John Calvin quite rightly remarks here, Jesus was saying to them, and they felt it, Abraham longed for me when I was absent. You, who claim to be his children, despise me when I am present. The Jews felt the sting of that rebuke, and thus they derided his claim. You're not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? And then Christ gave the third of his three I ams. Verily, verily, that solemn introduction that's unique to the speech of Christ, this double verily, is found only in Scripture, in the mouth of the Son of God. Amen, amen. He swears by himself, whose name is Amen, Revelation 3:14. He swears by himself because he can swear by none greater. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. There are two things immediately obvious in those words. The Authorized Version, in translating it, uses two parts of the verb to be. Before Abraham was, the past tense of the verb to be. I am, the present tense of the verb to be. But the actual fact is that there are two different words here. Very different words. Before Abraham came into being, before Abraham became, or if I could use a translation of the same verb that appears in Galatians chapter 4, before Abraham was made, I am. And again, notice the difference in the tenses. He was made. I am. And this is Christ's answer to the question of who art thou? Now the Jews fully grasped the meaning that he was giving because they took up stones to cast at him. William Van Doren, the great 19th century commentator, aptly remarked, just to sum up that scene, a lovely little way of memorizing it. He said, so they took stones from the earthly temple to cast at the heavenly, the real temple of God. They took up stones because they knew what he meant. This is God's name. This is the Lord of hosts. This is the one who appeared to Moses. This is the great I am. And this is the third time you've said this. And now you've made it beyond all question, your claim, before Abraham was made, I am.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.